要奉主受圣灵，我们一起来。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue our discussion on this subject.
那圣经我只是要讲的就是这个三口。
As I indicated earlier, I'll be focusing on the discussion of these three mouths.
那这个我看多少有的也都听过了。
You know, I suppose many of you have already heard of this already.
第一个口就是龙口。
The first one is the mouth of the dragon.
Has
nothing to do with a rice stick because the best known rice sticks is produced from Longko in Taiwan. The second one is the mouth of the beast. And the mouth of the false prophets. Who is supposed to report on this?
我们要结束之前有请人嘛，对不对？
We usually have someone to report, right? Is anyone assigned for this?
谁要？
好像没有，只有讨论才有，好像。啊？只有讨论才有，有没有？刚明有吗？
那个我 assignment 明天就会交嘛，哈。那个哎，梁弟兄跑掉。
Where's John? 你教他太多次，他不敢在这边了。
哇，这不是我的意思啊！那我要 repent 了哦。那应该有事吧？往好处想。
Probably something else to do, not just because I have been picking on him this morning.
可以中午一起讨论。嗯。题目吗？你们有自己有自己讨论题目？不是，我是说这个 assignment 他要做，那要交，然后报告。这样比较快。我如果讲的话，这三口要讲两个小时。
So it's better for someone to take up the assignment.
三口可以讲两个小时。
You can do a little search and study, so you can just report to all instead of spending two or three hours talking about the three months.
你看，末世三口是启示录第十六章，那要讲那个第六，应该从第六号第六晚讲。那这个就快，就至少半个钟头以上。然后再来十二章十三章。
And this is a pretty lengthy chapter, and chapters 12 and 13, if we were to dwell on this subject, it may take really, a couple of hours.
假先知的口应该是十三章了，不是十三章。
The mouth of the false prophet 十六章十三节。
不是，假先知的口是十二章。
Yeah, chapter 12 verses 11 to 12, I guess, talk about the mouth of the prophet.
这个谁来做呢？
Who like to take up this assignment?
不然我先把结果讲了，好不好？我自己的感觉了哈。
Maybe let me give you my findings first, so it's easier for everyone.
龙在启示里面给我们的是什么？
What does dragon mean in the book of Revelation?
它有七头
，seven heads，
十角
，ten horns。
它的七个头上面有，这个是冠冕。
And on his head there is a crown.
在七个头上。
And the crown is placed on top of these seven heads.
Oh. 这是
the head and horns of the dragon.
这是
The crown. And how about the beast?
兽十三章
Chapter 13.
十角
Has 10 horns and 7 heads.
你家有一辆车子两辆脚踏车
If you have a car and two bicycles,
他有两辆脚踏车一辆车
Someone else has two bicycles and one car.It's the same thing, isn't it? Yeah, just reverse the order, that's it. It's just a matter of a sequence. But the substance is the same. So these two are the same, aren't they? This is a beast. Eight. And the crown is placed on the 10 horns, not the heads. The head is where ideas are originated. So the dragon has seven heads at the top because ideas can come from there.
Mm-hmm.
So it provides the ideas and creative ideas. And how about the beast? Has 10 horns at the top. If you study the Bible, you'll find a horn represents the power and ability. It's the horn of salvation, the horn of God. So you can lift up your horns, so have a lot of strength and ability. So I remember my grandmother. My grandmother, you know, when we are beginning to become mischievous, is you are raising your horns again. So that's the same horn. Ten horns. Seven and ten.
当然七是神创造的,
seven is the number created by God.
七天属神的,
7 days for the creation.
十也是完全的,
and ten is a perfect number.
也就是他们无论是兽或是龙或是兽, 都是有很完全很不是完全很足够的应该说很足够的思想的能力的。
Whether it is a dragon or a beast, this tells us they have enough ability to think.
但是龙兽它不是出它的脚来伤人，兽也不是出它的。
But interestingly, the dragon does not harm people from something out of his head, or the beast does not harm people out of its horns, but rather from their mouth. I'm just trying to present to you a synthesized notion. If you think I'm jumping from one place to the other, be sure to raise your hands and stop me. Chapter 16, Book of Revelation. And 16, there is a chapter 16, verse 12, talk about the sixth angel poured out of the vial. So I just focus on the most important, verse 13. And three unclean spirits. Like what? Like frogs.
你想到青蛙就想到什么？一只青蛙，一张嘴。
What kind of images would conjure up in your mind when you think of frogs? You know, one big mouth.
你画青蛙应该画嘴巴，你。
If you just have to draw a picture of a frog, I'm sure you want to exaggerate the size of the mouth.
那从哪里出来呢？
And where do these evil spirits come out? From the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and the false prophets. And these are the unclean spirit. Fourteen, for they are the spirits of devils working miracles which go forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. So this is the battle of that great day of God Almighty. This great day is our final judgment day. Of course, there are a lot of battles.
Even
right now, we are going through battles, spiritual and otherwise. And in the market, there is commercial market warfare and military engagement and so forth. But this battle of the great day of God Almighty must be the final, final ultimate So when these 3 miles come out, must be the final preparations for this great battle.
这里是讲结果的，那之前呢，来描述这个龙口、兽口、假先知的口。
And previously in the same book, there are descriptions of the mouths of the prophets and the beasts and dragon.
从龙、兽、假先知。
Start with the dragon, and then the beast, and then the false prophet.
龙从哪里来？
And where did the dragon come from?
我现在讲的就是你要看每一个，其实这就是分析啊，这就是靠理智啊。这个你叫那个叫毛泽东叫他活过来再来看呢，他也会得到这结果。
So what I'm saying, you know, is a comprehensible. Anyone can be done by anyone, even Mao Zedong. If you wake him up from his tomb and tell him to do the same thing, he will.
如果他要的话。
If he wants, he can.
这种结果是不是?
Yeah, the result is the same.
应该是一样的。
Yeah, because yeah, all human would do the same. It goes through the same process.
我们跟他不一样，就是我们怎么解释，就是那个属灵那个什么信仰类比不一样。
But when we are different, is it because we have received the analogy of faith?
我讲这个意思就是说，用人的理智推理没有办法去达到神的。 属灵应该要中间的这个保障就是什么？属灵的保障。
What I meant to say is that human intelligence is limited, so you can never really reach God from bottom.
好，那龙从哪里来？
So where does the dragon come from?
它从天上来。
Come from heaven.
对不对？
Correct.
第十二章的第七节，它是天上战争输了被打下来。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 7 tells us. Now, there was war in heaven, and the dragon lost, fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels.
那13章呢?
Chapter 13, verse 1.
兽从哪里来?
How about the beast?
从海中上来。
The beast, it says, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up.
那海就是但以理书七章告诉我们的。
In the book of Daniel, the beast also came out of the sea.
那在但以理书那边所指的就是世界的帝国。
And that refers to the empires on earth.
那就指的现世的政治的。
We're talking about the political regimes.
好，那十一节，十三章十一节。
Chapter 13, verse 11.
兽从哪里来？
How about the beast?
从地中上来。
And I beheld another beast coming out up out of the earth.
撒母记上28章13节。
In 1 Samuel chapter 28, it tells us.
就是那个交鬼的，把那个交鬼的哈，要扫罗去问交鬼的嘛，那个交鬼的把一个应该是一个魔鬼的灵啊，巫灵啊，从地中交上来了。
And in that section of the Bible, you'll find also the beast rose out of the earth. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 4.
说你的声音必向那交鬼者的声音出于地中间那。所以这个从地中上来的这个兽呢，是代表了假先知。So
the beast coming out of the earth represents the false prophet.
那其实这就是那个宗教的。
So this refers to some other religious ideas.
甚至它有两个脚，好像羊羔一样。
And this beast has two horns, look like the ram.
但是讲话好像龙啊。
But the speech would sound like the dragon.
所以从龙口、兽口、假先知的口。
So the mouth from the dragon, from the false prophet.
你是讲末世现在所有的宗教现象跟一些思想运动。
Refer to the religious thought, ideas, and thinkings of the contemporary world.
哦，这就是所谓的宏观哈。
So this, I'm trying to give you a macrocosmic view of this.
但如果要更详细的话，那就要就是把启示录第十二、十六章、十二章、十三章全部解释一遍。
And if we want to dwell on detail, then we have to interpret the books, the Revelation books 16 and 11, 12.
那我们这个我们就要这个等到明天的报告。
So maybe we'll wait for some study reports tomorrow.
那我们现在要进入到我们要微观于当代宗教思想新世纪运动。
So from macrocosmic perspective, I want to dwell upon now on the microcosmic interpretation.
那这个呢，就是你我都可以看得到的，也可以读得到。
This is something that you will be able to read and to hear.
那每个人去，就是你买那些书来看，说 summary 我看也差不多，不会差太多了。
So all you have to do is buy those books and read them, and the conclusion you will draw will pretty much akin to what I would draw.
那第一个就是世纪交接时期的动荡。
So first of all, in between the century in at the time of the new epoch, there was the world is chaotic.
我去那个九六九七年我去哪里啊？Phoenix.
I think it was sometime around 1996-97. I visited Phoenix.
好像九七。
Probably 97.
那有一个别的教会的一个人到我们教会的信徒家来特别说要谈谈道。
And someone from another Christian denomination came to a brother's house and wanted to discuss the truth with me.
他我没有记错的话，他应该是做accounting的。
If my memory does not fail me, he was in the field of accounting.
他自己有一个公司，就是有一个。
He had his own CPA firm.
但是他关了。But
unfortunately, that was closed.
我如果没记错，他有两栋房子卖了。
And he also put two of his houses on the market and sold them.
因为那个是华人教会，他们说他们看异象，那个方就是神跟他们讲说，那一年的九月不知道什么时候，主耶稣的日子啊定好的要来啊。He
belonged to a denomination, also primarily Chinese denomination. And the pastor was preaching about the end of the day sometime in September that year.
这样的事情很多，到处像韩国啊，到处。
In fact, things like this can be heard in different parts of the world, Korea, elsewhere. So in between the two centuries, from the 20th to the 21st centuries,
有点很动荡，对不对？
So there was quite a chaotic situation.
所以很多人就从古代的东西继续来找。
So some people then started searching into the ancient classics and canons and writings.
这个是那个什么，看起来好像是天文学啦。This
is astrology, 倾向学，astrology for beginners.
其实这跟天文没有什么关系。But
astrology really has little to do with astronomy.
我买这个英文是 beginner 嘛，所以我是。Because
the title says for beginners, I thought, well, I would probably try to get a taste.
但是这个只是在讲那个，如果台湾其实世界都一样的，那个就是黄道社工。So
this deals with all these constellations and zodiac signs and so forth. You know, you can find interpreting like that throughout the world.
但是这不是讲中国的，是讲巴比伦的。And
astrology is not only confined to Chinese only. This book talks primarily about the astrology practice in Babylon.
因为不是很，他说不很难哈，easy guide.
The subtitle says an easy guide. For understanding and interpreting your chart. So whatever chart, everyone probably has a chart. So this book helps you to interpret your chart. So astrology can be traced back to the ancient societies.
好了，其实这就当时所谓，其实这70年代末就开始了。
In fact, people resort to astrological signs and interpretations of those started in the late 1970s.
当然这个是老早以前就有，只是没有那么风行而已。并且在中古世纪做这个会被打死的。
Astrology can be traced back long back in history, but in the medieval times, if you're an astrologer, you could be condemned to death. But only somehow the interest was revived and popularity spread in the 1970s.
我不晓得这里的报纸有没有，德国有些报纸杂志，每天不是每天，每个几乎每期都有了。
Yeah, I guess newspapers here, in whatever language, English and Chinese, you find astrological, you know, zodiac signs every day, actually. In Germany as well.
那个李执事，你以前的刚来留学的时候有没有杂志有没有留起来？有，我还买那个农民历。
I actually bought the Farmer's Almanac. It contains a lot of, you know, I don't believe that, but I studied history of science, so that's part of history of science studies.
Yeah. 这是很久的东西。
But anyway, astrology is an old, call it art.
他说上个世纪，耶稣之后呢？ 他们说那个是什么？是就是愚人座，愚啊。愚人座，
okay. I'm not very good at zodiacs.
双鱼就是,
you have to help me.
啊?
Pisces? Pisces, Pisces.
那现在是什么? Aquarius。水瓶座。
But now it's the aqua. Right after the birth of Jesus, it was the Pisces, but now it's aqua.
这是水瓶座。
So these are some of the zodiacs. So we don't have it here, but if you go anywhere, you probably can find it, those zodiacs, you know, related materials everywhere. So where did all these astrological things come from? See, Jesus is fish. I'm not saying Jesus is fish, but is represented through the sign of fish. Don't misunderstand me. Yeah, you've seen those signs on cars. What does that mean?
Jesus Christos Theos. He was Satan. 耶稣基督神的儿子救主。
So this is the son, Jesus Christ, is the son of God, the Savior. You know, that's the acronym for all these words.
其实这个字本身就是鱼。
And if in fact that word, the acronym itself means fish.
这就是鱼。那但是 以这个字母，每个字母所代表的就是耶稣基督神儿子救主。
Jesus Christ, God and Son and Savior.
所以他说，这个黄道社工在转嘛，对不对？
So when the zodiac continues to kind of rotate,
愚人做完之后变成什么水瓶座嘛？
So you have this rotation chart after the Pisces, you have Aqua.
所以 我没有去查了，但是有这种感觉，差不多80、90年代那阿垮的东西很多，阿垮Fresh，我是在讲德国了，在这边我不知道。
So I didn't do any serious research, but in 1980s, yeah, there were a lot of things, you know, with aqua. Yeah, even toothpaste or water is aqua, you know, is water or the bottled water. So when I first went to Germany, there was not such a, you know, bottled water brand, Aqua. But what they said was, Jesus' time is gone, is past. So there is a rotation cycle. So now is the time of the Aqua sign. Aqua means water, of course. That's why a lot of things start with aqua appeared.
那这种那个新世纪运动呢，它没有一个很难去捉摸它。
And this so-called New Age movement is pretty difficult to grasp if you really want to.
等一下我们会看到，譬如说那个 Open Theism.
And we'll be talking about Open Theism again later.
Open Theism 比较好控制它。
Open Theism is probably easier to comprehend and have a grip of it.
你可以买书，你上网的话，那个印度一。
And if you just do a little search online, you're going to find tons of material.
你可以一下子上他们的网，所有他们所有的书你都可以看到，只是没钱而已。
And you don't have the money to buy all those books, but if you want to just read those books online, you can easily access them.
就他们的所有的书啊，你都可以买得到。
So,
Amazon 可以买得到。
But they have a lot of publications, you can actually purchase online.
但是我在讲啊，如果你自己去买啊。中毒不负责。
So again, I'm just telling you they are available, but if you buy and read and get poisoned, you have to be responsible for yourself.
我今天介绍都是有毒的。
So the books I brought with me today, they're all kind of quote unquote poisonous.
前面如果万一发生什么，我不负责，不负责。
So make sure you are held responsible yourself if you decide to read them.
他们错在哪里？
But what my intention is to point out the faults and mistakes of these authors.
他们很他们没有一个组织。
First of all, there's no real organization.
他们也没有一个就是信徒。
No congregation or parish.
他们，但是他们有一个大方向。
But they do have an overall direction.
就是以天，以不是天，这不是天文，这个是
什么？星象。
星象学。
But overall, they are aiming at understanding of astrological zodiac signs.
这个星象学当然就是占卜的了，为主导。
And of course, that's the guiding principle for their search.
所以接下来的事迹就是水瓶座的事迹了。
So after Jesus, we have entered into the period of the aqua.
那在这个水瓶座的，就是他们所谓的新世纪。
So this is what they call the New Age.
那在新世纪里面。它有几个 很重要的一个观念。
During this New Age movement, there is an idea notion which surfaces rather prominently.
不要看太久，看太久。
Don't stare into it, yeah. But look at that.
它是用光谱的，没有
？Look at the spectrum.
会不会被红橙黄绿
蓝？All these seven colors, right? From red, orange, yellow.
它用自然。然后用人，等一下我们会谈到。这听起来你，如果你不知道的话，你听起来很对哦。
Yeah, it could be similarly convincing if you simply study and try to understand nature and man.
好，停。
Oh, Aquarius. Oh, the name of the zodiac sign is Aquarius.Okay, must be, I'm sorry, because I really don't know any of those signs.
This is Latin, aqua. Aqua is Latin.
But the word is from Aquarius, R-I-U-S, I suppose. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Aqua itself means water, but the name of the zodiac is really Aquarius. Yeah, thank you. So things like this is everywhere, just you probably have not paid special attention.
No.我就以这个为开头哈。
So let me just begin with this.
那这本书我把它挑一段我写的一个文章有没有
？So this is Shirley MacLaine's Going Within, and I use one chapter of this book, and you have the Chinese summary.
那就是在第我有发给你们有没有
？Yeah, you have a copy. This is from chapter 2, I think, from Shirley MacLaine's book.
其实不会，他写的英文不会很难哦。
Yeah, the English is not really very arcane or hard to understand because this is supposed to be a popular book.
好，那我用这个来做新世纪运动的开始。
So let me
就是切入的这个开始。
Maybe I can use this chapter.Written by Shirley MacLaine as my cutting point to a starting point baseline for our discussion of the New Wave movement.
那当然我是以圣经的观点来看的哈。
But of course, I would like to approach this from the biblical perspective.
他的第二章。
In chapter 2 in Shirley MacLaine's book.
他整本这个书就是，那请那个指示念一下。
The title is Going Within.Subtitle reads A Guide for Inner Transformation. A Guide for Inner Transformation, that is the real essence of this book.
内在的
改造。
这个 transformation 不是这种改造，是一种
改变，
改变。等一下我们就会看到的，它是更厉害的。
嗯。Transformation, the Chinese could be 改造 and 改变, but not really, you know, strong enough to express what Shirley MacLaine wants to express.
那这里面的第二章就是 Ancient New Age.
Yeah, the second chapter is entitled The Ancient New Age.
那就是古老的新世纪。
So the Ancient New Age.
里面这个就它的这个 New Age 还有 Ancient， 这个是本身这两个 两个字是不同，应该是不配合的。
Yeah, here you find some kind of contradiction here. How could it be new if it's ancient?
那这告诉我们说，这个 New Age 这个东西是很老的东西了。
So what it means is that this the newness is really very ancient.
她这里面自己讲的哈。
And she actually claims that herself.
这是很老的啦，我一开始就是先介绍这个人了哈。
And then of course she started have a little introduction of the person. 没有，没有 ，It's okay.
没
你就讲。
没有，
那没有 ，It's okay. It's okay.
她有一些书啊。
How come somehow my copy doesn't have the list of books? Yours probably is the same as mine.
没有，
Transit. Second page at the top, you have a list of books published written by Shirley MacLaine.
那我们看第二点，它古老的新世纪的缘由，所以它这书。
The origin of the New Age movement.
好，那这个它这是一个掺揉的东西。
This is a mixture, a result of a mixture of some esoteric ideas.
这个顺便提一下，这个在宗教学里面哈，一般人把宗教分成四个种类。
In religious studies, usually people would name four major religious systems.
第一个就是。应该说独占主义和排他主义、啊、
One is exclusivism.
有没有写对啊？
这个是 SIVISM, I think. Yeah, that's correct. VISM, not just V. Exclusive, exclusivism, I think.
Exclusivism.
Exclusivism, that's correct. And the second one is inclusivism.
就是包含主义 包含包容
Of course, it is inclusive, encompasses a variety of beliefs.
现在社会人比较会认同的就是
Pluralism.
最后就是
And finally, syncretism. So exclusivism, inclusivism, pluralism, and syncretism.So this new age movement actually is a syncretic kind of belief.
排他主义的话，像耶和华见证会。
So Jehovah's Witness belongs to the first category, exclusive.
包容主义像天主教。
Roman Catholicism because Catholicism really means inclusiveness.
他有他的路啊，但是你都可以。
Yeah, it is.
比如说，他到中国，他就允许那个什么，祭祖，他就融进来。
See, it is inclusive and sometimes flexible. Catholicism, as practiced in China, even ancestral worship is allowed and incorporated into their basic beliefs.
那多元主义就是登山主义啊。
And pluralism,
就是登山哈。
Is very much like mountain climbing, hiking.
我从这里上，你从上上一上。大家都对,
so anyone can climb up to the summit from different parts of the mountain.
大家这个社会我们说是多元主义的社会。
Like this, we're living in a pluralistic society. All cultures and ethnic groups are permissible.
万法归一宗啊。
So ultimately, there is only one summit, but all different approaches are acceptable.
那这个呢是要把它合起来。
Syncretism is to syncretize.
每个都对。
And everything is right. You have a little ingredient from each.
我就是把各个方面好的把它集起来。
I syncretize all the kind of desirable ingredients from different systems and schools of thought.
在讲这个宗教学的时候，就宗教现象，一般都把它分成这四大类。
So when people talk about religious phenomenon or phenomena, they will usually categorize those beliefs into these four categories.
那大家眼睛闭起来，你的真耶稣教会是哪一个？
So now close your eyes and think, where do we belong? You are True Jesus Church.
眼睛闭起来，眼睛不要偷看了。
Please close your eyes seriously. Don't peek.
不要偷看了，不要看了。
And don't peek. Look your
选一的举手。
Those who think it's exclusive, raise your hands, please. Don't look at others.
选二的举手。
Those who think it's inclusive.
二，哇，那么多人啊。
So many people.
不要偷看了，你看你。
Inclusive.
第三。
How about number three? Pluralism.
第四。
Syncretism.
即使都错了。
Actually, they're all wrong.
这个叫做陷阱教学法。
This is a pitfall pedagogy. To set a pitfall so for people to fall in. This is a special pedagogy.
为什么呢? 因为你才不会睡觉, 不然...
I need to adopt this approach so no one will fall into sleep.
我没有讲过我们这些教育是什么?
So what is the True Jesus Church then? Absolutism.
我们不能把它做一个神嘛，神就是人的，absolute，absolute是什么？ 绝对的。absolute是谁？是神呢？
The absolute. We don't even want to use the word absolutism because when you say ism, you're talking about ideologies, philosophies, you know, that man created. So it's the absolute, the absolute.
这是讲神。
And we're talking about God only.
只有神才是 absolute 的，我们都是 reality， 我们都是会走的了。
Yeah, we are the relative. We are all relative. Vis-à-vis God's absolute.
我们只是有幸被选到跟这个绝对者的他的身体里面来，这样子。
We are
我们都不是绝对的。
Fortunate enough, to be chosen and to be incorporated into the body, the part of this, the absolute.
那为什么？因为我们有启示。
Why? Because we have received the revelation.
你想到今天早上那个图哈？
Yeah, try to visualize the diagrams we had on the board this morning.
我们前辈也很努力读圣经啊。Our
former generation, they really studied the Bible very diligently.
并且他们有属灵的智慧。And
they also possess spiritual wisdom.
所以我们只是 join 这个 absolute 而已，我们只是参与的。
So we are simply joining the absolute.
所以我们这些教会这个都错了。
So all these four kind of schools or categories do not apply to our church at all.
我们排谁？我们不排谁？你你
Do we exclude others? I don't think we do.
我们没有资格排斥人哦。We
don't have any reason to exclude others.
没有，我们没有办法包容啊。
And we cannot include everybody either.
我们不能跟人家同。
And we cannot just, you know, go in the, allow others to go different routes and reach the same goal. And syncretism, that's even worse.
好，那水瓶座新世纪它就是一个参罗的。
So Aquarius, this zodiac sign during the New Age movement is actually a syncretic movement.
它的基础呢是那个古代的，就是。
星象学。 Yeah, so the New Wave movement actually is based upon the so-called ancient astrological theories and schemes. Yeah, the ancient Babylonian astrology.
我怎么感觉这快倒的感觉呢？不会倒，不会倒，不会倒，不稳而已。好，
It's always shaky.
那在宗教上面呢，那个印度教。
And in terms of religion, we can talk about Hinduism.
他从印度教学很多。And
actually, they have borrowed a lot of ideas from Hinduism.
他开始要练哈。你看我的那个，不是我，我只是做 summary 而已。And
my summary is from chapter 2 from this book.
总结呢，就是要进化。
So the ultimate idea is to cleanse yourself.
这里所谓的 transformation 呢，其实就是 evolution 哦。
And transformation as
进化的。
Oh, I'm sorry. It's evolutionary. Transformation means to evolve.
进化。那这从哪里来的？从印度教来的。
And this concept of evolution comes from Hinduism.
其实中国人哈，你随便一讲，这个很容易你就会知道的。我们从小也是在那个拜偶像的环境里面长大的，都听惯了哈。
Grew up from the idol worshiping traditions in China, so we are used to it.
小时候不是，我不晓得，我们可能生长环境不一样，我比较乡下哈，不晓得。
So I grew up in a remote villages.
不是
，you're probably different.
人家要讲几世夫妻。
How many incarnations of spousal relations?
7
incarnations.
那这是讲什么？
See, what does that really mean? 7 incarnations.
对不对？那这个从哪里来？
So where does that idea come from? From
当然佛教是从印度教来的。
Of course, we know Buddhism is evolved from Hinduistic beliefs.
印度教当然讲神观的话，三位一体也是从印度教，从那个。说印度教，说那个埃及的那个神观影响。
Well, even this notion of Trinity comes from Hinduism, and you can also trace back to the ancient Egyptian beliefs.
那只是这已经影响在先了哈。
So you have some pre-existing beliefs, religious beliefs before.
新世纪的他们的人观、神观是进化的。
So the new wave movement actually is based upon this notion of evolution in terms of their idea toward God and toward man.
进化的宗教哈。
So this is an quote-unquote evolutionary religious system.
或是宗教的
religion.
进化的神观。
So if you're talking about their theism, their notion of God is that of evolution.
那休息一下，等一下请谁啊？